I've not kept it a secret at all that I'm a big sports fan. I watch just about any and every sport to most extents. But it's always find it interesting when watching with other people and you watch like a pro football game and, you know, a pass is dropped, you know, for an example, and somebody goes, "Oh, I could have caught that pass. It was so easy." And you just stand there and you go, "Could you? Could you really have caught that pass?" Sure, maybe in your backyard, somebody throws you a pass, you're going to catch that pass. But in that exact situation, in front of thousands of people, running at full speed from a professional quarterback with a professional quarterback on your tail, are you going to catch that pass? No. No, you are not going to catch that pass either, okay? I don't care what you tell yourself, you are not going to catch that pass. You may have convinced yourself that you are that good. You may always convince yourself, "I could do that." As your pastor, I'm here to tell you, you're not, all right? Another example of this. Let's keep it simple. Let's not even go to the pro level. There was a viral TikTok challenge probably 3-4 years ago that's made a resurgence again. Something very simple. They're like, show yourself skipping. Think to yourself, we were all kids. We've all skipped before. You think to yourself right now, I could skip no problem. I can go skipping. It'd be easy. And then they have people skip for the first time, some in a long time, and they videotape it. I don't recommend that. Because come to find out, a lot of you don't know how to skip anymore. And I know what you're thinking. I'm going to leave here today. I'm going to prove you wrong, Father. I'm going to skip just perfectly. I am not held responsible for broken ankles, knees, or hip pain, okay? You probably don't know how to skip anymore either. But in our minds, we can do anything. We have this object desire that we think it's no problem. And if you're going to try it, do it privately, because you don't want to end up on the internet. It's bad. And I think that way because we have this mindset that we think we know how it should be done. We may have even done it before. And so this is the way that it is. And so when we think of this question asked by Jesus Christ, "Who do others say that I am?" It's same with our relationship with God. We can look at the NFL, we can look at pro athletes, and we can think, well, that's the way that it is. We can think of skipping, we think, it's easy. We think of Jesus Christ and we think, well, I know him because I've been taught him. This is what I know about Jesus. I can tell you he's the Son of God. I could tell you all about him. I could see my relationship through him, through others, you know, with him. I know Jesus. I've had good moments with him. I've had my separations. But I know Jesus Christ. I look at the lives of the saints. I look at their interactions. And I think, how easy is it? But then that question is asked, but who do you really say that I am? And we have to stop today and ponder and say, who do I really say that Jesus Christ is just personally? How do I know Jesus Christ? Not by the relationship of others, not by what I've been taught, maybe not even what I know of Jesus up here, but what do I know Jesus Christ here in my heart? How do I know Christ here? And I'll tell you what, that's a lot tougher than skipping down the road. To have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ and say, if I truly know him, if I had the ability to humble myself enough, in that moment of profession of faith that Peter had and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," then my life should completely revolve around that truth. And if we are honest with ourselves, does our lives completely revolve around Him? And quite frankly, it probably doesn't. He is not at the center, the heart, the forefront, the very first thing in our lives. And that's where we're still looking at Him from a distance. That's where we're still looking at Him and thinking, oh yeah, I'm just like them. I'm just like the saints. Instead of saying, where am I truly at in my relationship with Him? What is my true ability? Where is my true faith? What is my true discipleship? And so that question, it's worth pondering. That's where the prayer is this week. We humble ourselves before God. We say, where am I really at? Maybe not where I want to be. Maybe not even where I was as a child, when it was easier to humble ourselves, to have that blind faith. We come before God humbly and honestly today. And He says, who do you say that I am? And we say, Lord, this is what I know. This is what I profess. Now let my life show what I truly want to believe. Amen.